Welcome back in hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, now Elijah Campbell here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Elijah, how are you?
I am fantastic.
It's good to have you here with us.
Hey, it's nice to be here. I know Joe's excited.
Yeah, he is.
Joe's really excited. The biggest winner here of the transition here is Joe.
We're switching from country music to hip-hop and the intros.
Right.
What, you're a Steely Dan fan, too?
Huge Steely Dan fan.
Oh, dude, I just listed my top 10 Steely Dan fans. Steely Dan songs of all time.
Joe
Rex
Road now in a much better mood now that Ryan Porth has vacated the premises. Talking Titans here on the program. And with that in mind, let's bring in our good friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. TD, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, fellas.
Hope you're doing well. And TD, I want to start with the decision made by the Titans this week not to place a tag on Jonnu Smith. What was your reaction to that, and what do you think that means for the future of Jonnu Smith going forward here?
Well, I was somewhat surprised. I thought they would place a transition tag on him and had that number at $8 million and then work a deal out from there. But, hey, I mean, now they're in a situation where they could potentially lose him, or they could sign him over the next few days and ensure that he's with the team and doesn't hit the market. You saw what happened with the Bills and Matt Milano yesterday. So it's not out of the picture for Jonnu Smith to still be kept from hitting the market.
So as of right now, TD, what would be your feel on those three guys? We've been talking about those three guys for weeks. If you had to guess right now, any or none of them on this team next year, what would your inclination be right now?
I think, it's tough. I think somehow they find a way to get Corey Davis and Jonnu Smith back together.
Wow.
I think they're going to get both of those guys back. But pretty much, you know, the other big-ticket guys, I think, are gone. You know, Jayon Brown, Desmond King, Clowney, more than likely. But there's a chance that, you know, those are that situation is a different one. But I think it's going to end up being Davis and Smith back. I think they find a way to make it happen.
TD, obviously not a huge surprise this week with Malcolm Butler being cut and also Kenny Vaccaro as well, and still could be some more restructuring coming down the pipe for the Titans as well. Do you think that there could be any more cuts coming for the Titans as they move forward here with free agency officially getting underway next week?
I don't think it's likely there's any more cuts. I think any other space is going to be done through restructures. But, I mean, they are going to be hamstrung, right, as far as finding ways to sign some free agents. You know, it's going to be tough. But this is one of those years where the draft becomes even more important because there's an assortment of teams that are cash strapped.
So then the realistic approach, because, again, we've mostly been talking about the Judons and, you know, even the Lawsons and guys like that. What do you think they can get done there? Is there anyone so far who has been cut, maybe not even, you know, like Janoris Jenkins, somebody like that, who raises your eyebrows that maybe the Titans should be looking to add at a lower rate?
I actually think Quentin Jefferson, who was released by the Bills, is an interesting name. As far as the corners, Justin Coleman immediately comes to mind. I think bringing a Tennessee product to Nashville would be a good thing, and it would help shore up that nickel spot. But it's going to be tough to do these things until they figure out what exactly is happening with Jonnu Smith and Corey Davis, because those guys together are going to take up a good chunk, you know, of that remaining money.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter Teron Davenport on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And TD, we've talked a lot this week about the receiver position in the draft and how deep it is. I mean, we talked about just the transition going from, you know, college football to the NFL, and receivers nowadays being probably more ready to make that transition than ever before. What do you think of the future of that position and how, I guess, easy it could be to find some guys in the draft that could come in and contribute immediately? And are there any names in this draft that stand out to you that could be available for the Titans should they decide to go that route?
Yeah, it's the position continues to evolve, and guys are coming into the league a lot better as far as being able to read coverages on the fly and adjust their routes and do those type of things, because there's becoming a more of a mesh between the college offenses and NFL offenses. And then you got guys that, you know, going to these 7-on-7 camps when they're 10 years old, you know, running routes and in these passing camps with the quarterbacks and stuff. So they're becoming more advanced and they're smarter players. And I mean, you know what, honestly, Madden too, you know. I've seen people learn coverages and things through Madden. So it's
that's how I did
cool
it.
Cool from that perspective. Yeah, it's awesome. You know, so I think they are a bit more advanced, but I don't care how many Madden games you play, you're never going to be able to duplicate press covers, right? And when you have that little feisty corner right there in your face and you got to figure out how to get off the line without chatter at the line of scrimmage, that way your quarterback knows that you're going to get into your route and get open quickly. That, I think, is still the area where a lot of these guys still have to adjust. You don't see many receivers just come right into the league and instantly able to destroy press covers, you know, because you just don't see that a lot in college, right? So I think that's something to watch. But as far as guys that will be available, you know, it depends on where you're talking. First round, you know, at 22, you know, you got Terrence Marshall Jr., you got Rashad Bateman. You know, these are all really good players. Tylan Wallace a little bit later. I love his game. He plays above the rim. He's listed at, you know, 5'11", 6 feet, but the guy, watching him all season, you know, and even last year, talking about 2019, that, you know, I thought that he was 6'3", 6'4", because that's how he plays, you know, so I like him a lot. He's an X receiver. I think he would come in and do some of the things that they need as far as giving them a vertical threat. But, I mean, there's an assortment of guys in this draft, man. You got Dwayne Eskridge. You know, it's really like any other year, you know, over the last 2 years. It's like Baskin Robbins, man. Like, you got 31 flavors. You pick which one you want, and there's a guy there for you to do that, right? You want to do it all guy, you know, Amari Rodgers. I mean, he can play on the outside. He's primarily a slot guy, but you can put him in a backfield and catch passes out of there. There's so many. If you want a sleeper, Kay Johnson out of South Dakota State is a guy I had on Talking with TD, and he can play the slot. He can play outside. He gives you return. Think Doug Baldwin. He's that type of player, you know, not overly quick or big or shifty, but just knows how to get open, and he plays mad, and I like that. And he's someone that's used to being a force, you know, as a blocker as well.
I'm Team Rondale Moore until proven otherwise. I just can't wait to see him in the league. I don't know if it's going to work out today, but I think he could be in the right spot. I think he could be fascinating. Let me ask you about a guy who's on the free agent market, and reminds me a little bit of that, just because, you know, I mean, he played a lot of running back in college, and he's a different kind of player. What about like Curtis Samuel? Like, what's his future in this league?
Yeah, he's really exciting. I think he's a guy that, you know, people are saying that he's only a slot or a gadget guy. He's beyond that, because you could put him on the outside and he'll win there. In fact, that's what the Panthers did a lot on third downs with him. You know, he was a clutch guy for them. I think he's a really good player, and he's someone that as an offensive coordinator, you just have, like, you have your Samuel package, right? And it's a package of 10 to 15 plays with him all over the formation, and you want to get him to football. And he's someone, I love the phrase that Mike Vrabel told me when I first got here, when I asked him about, you know, guys getting yards after the catch, and he called it free yards, you know, and that's something that a guy like Sammy is going to give you. You could throw the ball to him behind the line of scrimmage, and he'll pick up, you know, 10, 20, sometimes 50 yards, and that's really an advantage for the quarterback. So he's a playmaker. I'm surprised Carolina isn't bringing him back, to be honest with you, because I think he complements, you know, Robbie Anderson and DJ Moore really well. But, hey, I mean, he's out there, and I think that's someone that would definitely help.
TD, some breaking news in the NFL this morning. The Patriots bringing back Cam Newton on a one-year deal to be the quarterback again next season. What's your reaction to that? Are you surprised that New England went the route of bringing Cam Newton back into the fold?
Yeah, I am surprised, actually. I thought that they would try to facilitate a deal for Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, hoping that the Texans send Watson there and they would, you know, benefit in two ways, right? You get a really good quarterback out of the conference, and you get a pretty decent one there. But, hey, it seems like there's a fit. Bill Belichick and Cam Newton seem to, you know, have that chemistry last year. I thought Cam was honestly done, but, hey, I'm happy that he's back in the league. I really like Cam Newton. I think he is kind of the subject of a lot of over-criticism, you know. But I'm glad that he's back, and I want to see what happens there.
Well, I mean, I agree, and that goes back to his MVP season when he was the MVP and he took too much. He just looks to me, TD, like, and it kind of reminds me of Mariota a little bit, like the injuries have mounted to a point where, you know, I just feel like he's diminishing as a player, but, you know, we'll see. But what about Mariota, by the way? What do you think? I mean, I would love to see. I feel like Chicago's got to do something different, right? They've got to. I mean, I know they'd love to get Russ, but that's probably not realistic, but, like, do you think that's possible? It's where he should have picked a year ago.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think he would be good in Chicago. They have a big weapon there in Allen Robinson and Darnell Moody, who trained right here in Nashville. I think he's a guy that you know would do well with Mariota. I honestly think I could see Mariota in Philly though as a backup.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's. You know, how can I say this? He's starter material, but I don't know how that would fit for him going into Chicago and becoming the starter. I think he has to kind of go that route where he you know, almost the Tannehill route, you know what I mean, where he goes somewhere business time and then an opportunity opens and boom, there he is. It almost seems like that's what has to happen with him.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter and host of Talking with TD, Teron Davenport, has been our guest here on Robbie and Retro. TD, great stuff, man. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Take it easy.
Absolutely. Hi, you as well. When we come back, we'll react to a little bit more of what TD had to say there and continue the conversation on the Tennessee Titans. Taking your thoughts on our text line as well, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.